I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, March 6th. President Joe Biden and his predecessor, Donald Trump, romped coast to coast on Super Tuesday, all but cementing a November rematch and increasing pressure on the former president's last major rival, Nikki Haley, to leave the Republican race. Biden and Trump each won Massachusetts, California, Texas, Alabama, Colorado, Maine, Oklahoma, Virginia, North Carolina, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Minnesota. Biden also won the Democratic primaries in Utah, Vermont, and Iowa. Haley won in Vermont, but the former president carried other states that might have been favorable to her, such as Virginia and Maine, which have large swaths of moderate voters, like those who've backed her in previous primaries. Not enough states will have voted until later this month for Trump or Biden to formally become their party's presumptive nominees. But the primary's biggest day made their rematch a near certainty. Both the 81-year-old Biden and the 77-year-old Trump continue to dominate their parties, despite facing questions about age and neither having broad popularity across the general electorate. Now, here in Quincy, President Joe Biden won the Democratic primary with 74% of the vote. Donald Trump won the Republican primary with 67% of the vote. Nikki Haley earned 29% of the Republican vote in Quincy. In the race for Republican State Committee woman from the Norfolk and Plymouth Senate District, Quincy residents Beth Venito earned 61% of the vote in Quincy, and Edith Hughes had 37% of the Quincy vote. Just over 23% of Quincy voters cast ballots in yesterday's primary. Well, plans for a new Squantum Elementary School in Quincy are moving forward. The Massachusetts School Building Authority has approved the new design plans for the new school. The state board voted unanimously in favor of the preferred schematic design plan for the new school that will replace the existing school. Preliminary work on the site could begin this summer. The city plans to renovate the original 1919 portion of the school and tear down the additions and replace them with three two-story additions on the sides and back of the original building. The project has an estimated price tag of $107 million, with construction costs at $83 million. Mayor Thomas Koch says the state will likely reimburse the city for at least 50% of the construction costs. Actual construction could begin in September of 2025. A pedestrian was being treated for a broken leg after being struck by a car in Quincy yesterday evening. Police say the 40-year-old man was hit at the intersection of Washington and Elm Streets in Quincy Point just before 6 p.m. The victim says he pressed the crosswalk button and was in a crosswalk when he was hit and thrown to the ground. However, the operator says the man was not in a crosswalk and that he was on his cell phone at the time of the incident. The victim was taken to South Shore Hospital for treatment of a leg fracture. Police say the 2023 Jeep Wrangler had damage to the front hood. So far, no citations have been issued. As the state continues to grapple with an emergency shelter system at capacity, Massachusetts House lawmakers proposed a supplemental budget that would limit emergency shelter stays. The supplemental budget is $245 million. It proposes limiting the length of stay in the emergency shelter system to 9 consecutive months, with an additional 3 months for those currently employed or enrolled in a job training program. Pregnant women and people with a disability, among other conditions, would also be eligible for 12 consecutive months in the program, regardless of employment status or participation in a job training program. It also proposes a $2,500 tax credit per trainee for companies that provide workforce training to individuals enrolled in the emergency assistance program or staying at an overflow shelter site. The total amount of the credits would be capped at $10 million per year. Governor Healey signaled she is open to putting a limit on shelter stays. Some immigration advocates say it's unrealistic to put a time limit on those shelter stays. Duxbury police are warning the public to watch out for scammers after a 93-year-old resident was scammed into mailing out $17,500 in cash to people she doesn't know. On Monday evening, police got a call from a citizen who stated she believed her 93-year-old mother had been scammed. The victim, a resident of Tussock Brook Road in Duxbury, had received an alert on her computer stating that the computer was compromised and infected with a virus. The alert instructed her to contact Microsoft support, so she called the number that appeared on her screen. Suspect gave a lengthy explanation to the victim about the compromised files on her computer and claimed it involved her bank, Rockland Trust, and the Federal Trade Commission. The scammer advised the victim she would be receiving a call from a federal agent who would give her instructions. A person then called the victim, giving her the details on how to address the issue. The victim had mailed $17,500 in cash via UPS. Following the instructions from the fake federal agent, police contacted UPS and were able to track down the package, which was en route to Logan Airport with a final destination of New York. Police coordinated with UPS to have the package brought back to the Kingston UPS shipping warehouse, where it was secured and then returned to the victim. A check of business news. This morning, stocks retreated. The Dow was down 404 points. The NASDAQ lost 267. The S&P dropped 52. World stocks mostly higher after tumbling big tech stocks dragged Wall Street to its worst day in 3 weeks. The dollar slipped. The euro rose. Oil at $78 a barrel. Sports. Celtics lose in Cleveland 105 to 104. And they'll be in Denver tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Bruins also lost to Edmonton 2-1 in overtime. They will host Toronto tomorrow night at 7. Forecast from the National Weather Service today. Rain moving in this afternoon. Mild temperatures in the low 60s. Tonight, wind and rain. Lows in the mid-40s. Wind-driven rain tomorrow at a high 48 degrees. Sunshine returns for Friday at a high 49. Cloudy on Saturday at a high 45. The boater today waves about a foot. Southwest winds, 5 knots, become southeast. Later today, high tide 7:15 a.m. and 8:02 p.m. Sunrise 6:10, sets at 5:40. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, March 6th.